The exciting thing about the PET cameras was it was taking us from images which prior, as I say, were planar images and qualitative images to tomographic images, but they were also quantitative. By that I mean you could measure the concentration of radioactivity in tissue. It was as if I could take a bit of my brain out, which is, and then put it into a laboratory well counter. I was doing the same thing. I was making how many megabecs or how many microcuries of radioactivity per mil of tissue. And that was a tremendous leap because it allowed us to do all sorts of measurements. One, like, I've injected so much radioactivity, how much ends up in my brain, in my cortex, as a measurement? That's fundamental, like a drug. But also, I could take blood samples and measure them in a lab standard and compare their concentration to the tissue concentration in the same units. And that's very exciting because then you can begin to look at relative concentrations against tissue concentration over time or in steady state, and then begin to work out equations of rate exchange between the two, which give you quantification of the exchange between the blood and the tissue. Right. Now, when I did the steady state technique, I wrote the equations for that. And I pointed out if we could measure the concentration in the artery and in the tissue at the same time, you could solve these equations for blood flow and oxygen consumption. Statement was made. So that was there, the 76 paper. The Boston people then reworked the theory and came up with the same conclusion. So that's fine. And I think they then went ahead and began to quantitate. And I think what they did is murky to me, but Jean-Claude Baron certainly was focusing on the fact that he knew that if he could take an arterial blood sample, measure it in the well counter, and do the correction for the brain, he could begin to solve the equations as well. I just think that the Hammersmith, we knew that. I think we just forged ahead much more rapidly than anybody else did. We did a larger series of normals before they did. And I think we introduced other techniques where you needed additional corrections, because in steady state you have radioactivity in the blood and you have to do another procedure, carbon monoxide, to correct for that. I don't think we were particularly more smarter than them. We just put a body of data together quickly and published it and the first.